Why me? Why me? A shepherd. A poor shepherd, tending sheep owned by someone else. I have one pair of sandals, a robe, and a walking staff. Nothing. I have nothing. Why would God want me? Want me?
It is reassuring to know that God always gives us the resources we need to serve Him in the way He wants us to.
The moment I ask the question, my life changes completely. Why me? Honest question. Honest question. And I cannot, for the life of me, think of an answer. Not even a lame one. There's simply no reason. No reason. And if I knew that someday, far into the future, at the end of my life, I would be called God's servant by God Himself, well, I wouldn't believe it. I see a bush burning in the desert, but it doesn't burn up. It doesn't burn up. It strikes me as so odd that I walk right over to check it out. Moses. Moses. He calls out my name. I keep walking and the bush keeps talking. Don't come any closer. Take off your sandals, for you are on holy ground. It's not the bush talking. I realize it. It's God. It's God. I hide my face. I'm afraid to look at God. God explains that He is sending me to lead the Israelites out of their captivity, out of Egypt. I'm to go to the leaders of the Israelites and explain to them that God remembers them, and is ready to rescue them from slavery. Why is God telling me? Me? I protest for a number of reasons. I can't quite remember because a snake. Snake. God turns my walking staff into a snake. For the first time, the thought enters my mind. I'm God's servant. So I say, "Pardon your servant, Lord." I snap back to reality, my meager belongings, and I see a loser. A loser. Can't even talk without repeating himself. Pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else. Someone else. Someone else. Words echo in the desert. My words. Ridiculing me. My speaking condition. But something shifts inside. It's so simple. If I truly am the servant of the Lord, as I just claimed, I need only do what servants do. Obey. It's just so simple. I will obey whatever He asks. If He really is my Lord, I will trust Him no matter what. Trust Him. Trust Him completely. Why me? My life changes. My very speaking pattern changes as God teaches me what to say and how to say it. God sees me differently than I see myself. This hits me like a desert dust storm. I see an old man, 80 years old, a shepherd. No money, no influence, no special talents, no real communication with my biological family, no existing ties to my adopted family in Egypt, where I am considered to be an escaped murderer. God sees me as trained, hardened by the desert after 40 years, able to live in challenging circumstances, a shepherd, able to lead what doesn't want to be led. He sees me as someone who has 40 years of experience in the Egyptian royal courts, educated in the ways of Egypt and knowing the strengths and weaknesses of the influential rulers of the country. He infused me with resources that I did not recognize. Resources he intends for me to use for his benefit. I see only me, myself, alone. God. He's been working behind the scenes on my brother and my sister, Aaron and Miriam. He's been shaping Pharaoh and the entire country of Egypt. He's been working with the leaders of Israel to prepare them for my mission, his mission. God has been forging resources in me for his use. He wants his servants to be successful, so he gives them the resources needed to serve him successfully. So let's reverse that thought. He gives you what you need. So what has he given you already? Review the resources he's already placed in your trust. Rather than a to-do list of all the things you should do, try a list of the resources you already have at your disposal. Add to that the attitude of being God's servant. And you will be ready. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving, written after my time by the Apostle Paul, but it's my situation exactly. God removed me from the royal courts of Egypt so that he could give me plenty of time in the desert to contemplate. A desert experience for me, literally. For you, maybe figuratively, but maybe not. You need to be stripped all distractions in order to build and rebuild who you are, how you interpret or think about things, even what you think about. Can you free up time to focus on your role as a servant of God? You don't know how what you have can be useful in God's service, but he does. Can you fix cars? Bake? Coach a sport, I don't know, babysit, make phone calls even, teach, or tutor. No doubt you can pray for others. Grandmas who can barely hit a parking space in the church lot are often warriors when it comes to prayer. Maybe there's a way to use your financial resources in a different way. Take a hard look at your budget. They're his resources to begin with, if you're a servant. Comparing what you have or don't have, it's not the amount or the value. It's about willingness. How willing are you? Jesus sums this up in one of the last teachings before his crucifixion. It's known as the story of the sheep and goat. Maybe you've heard it. It describes a time when the Son of Man, the King, comes in his glory and he separates his people, his sheep, from the others. He tells his people of their reward because they fed him, gave him something to drink, housed him, clothed him, and visited him in prison. His sheep were surprised. They didn't know that they had done this, couldn't remember. They were such simple things. And they would definitely remember doing those things for someone like him. The king replies, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Feed people. Give them clothes. Visit them in difficult circumstances. Ways to serve Jesus, our King. People with needs, fill those needs. Simple. The resources God has placed in your care for the benefit of others will help them. Care for them. Bless them. Why you? Because God has resourced you perfectly to serve Him and to serve others. Reassuring for a servant of God."